Welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here for part two of this in-depth training on how to get the confidence to say what you want in English. And I'm curious, did you complete yesterday's recording exercise? If you haven't, I want you to pause this video right now and go do that activity. It's only 10 minutes. Seriously, part two won't really help you if you haven't taken action on part one yet. And if you did do it, I want to hear about it. I know you've got my email address, and I would love for you to just click reply and tell me how it went, even if you hated it, or especially if you hated it. Taking that first action took courage, and I'm really proud of you for doing something that felt uncomfortable. And now let's keep going. Let's build on that momentum. In fact, my guess is that you have some questions. You might be thinking, that felt really awkward. Do I really need to keep doing this? Or shouldn't I be getting real feedback from a real teacher instead of recording myself? And what about conversations that I can't prepare for or unexpected questions? I'm going to answer all of these questions today. Plus, I'm going to give you a proven system to turn this one activity into a habit that creates lasting change. But first, let me tell you about the biggest mistake I see students make with this technique. They do it once, they don't like how they sound, and they quit. Here's what they don't realize. That discomfort that you felt when listening to yourself, that's not a sign that you're doing it wrong. That's a sign that you're doing it right. You felt anxious because your brain was working harder than usual and you were doing something that was totally new. You probably heard mistakes because you were actually listening to yourself critically. And you felt frustrated because you care about improving. All of that discomfort is proof that this technique is working. Every single student I've had who has transformed their English, Laura, Karina, Anna Maria, Luda, and so many more have felt that same discomfort at first. But the difference is they kept going. And here's what happens when you do the same. Like many of my students, week number one will probably feel awkward, but you'll start noticing some patterns in your mistakes. For example, maybe you consistently struggle with the present perfect or with the sound of a particular word. And then in week two, you begin anticipating and maybe even fixing those mistakes as you speak. Then in week three, your confidence starts building because you can hear the improvement. And then in week four, you feel more comfortable in real conversations because you know how you sound. You feel comfortable with how you sound. You know that you've made improvements and you've started to activate all that knowledge you've had for years. At this point, you're not just thinking it, you're using it. But here's the key question. How often should you practice to see this progression? Most people get this completely wrong. I want you to imagine three students. Student A practices one time a week for 3 hours, and then student B practices three times a week for 20 minutes each time. And finally, student C practices every single day for 5 minutes. Who do you think improves the fastest? The answer is student B, and here's why. Student A is going to forget everything between those sessions. They're constantly starting over. They practice for 3 hours on a Monday and then do nothing for a week until the next Monday comes around. So they're likely to forget most, if not all, of what they've been doing. And then student C is rushing through without any focus on quality. So no real improvement happens. But student B has that magic combination of consistency and quality. In fact, I've created a specific 4-week plan that follows this exact formula, and I'm going to share it with you in just a moment. But first, let's talk about this feedback question because it's a big one and it's one that I get a lot. When you're practicing like this, you might be curious, don't I need a native speaker to tell me everything that's wrong? Here's the truth. You need both. You need self-evaluation, just like you've done with this recording activity, and you need external feedback from others. These two kinds of feedback serve different purposes. Let's talk a little bit about teacher feedback. Teacher feedback helps you learn new concepts and fix persistent errors. Self-evaluation helps you use what you already know and catch mistakes in real time so you can avoid them. But here's what's interesting. You're already getting feedback every time you speak English, and you might not realize it. When you're in a conversation with someone, and when they are engaging with your ideas instead of asking, "What did you say?" That is feedback. When someone builds on your comment in a meeting by saying, "That's a great point, and in addition to that, I'd like to add," that is feedback. When a conversation flows naturally, that is feedback. I want you to remember the story I told you about Laura yesterday. After her presentation, her boss said, "Great job, Laura." And the CMO said, "That was so clear." But more importantly, and this is what she really noticed, for the first time ever, no one asked her to repeat herself. That is powerful feedback. If you notice that others no longer ask you those questions or don't do it so often, something has changed in your speaking. And that is, again, very powerful feedback. But what about unexpected questions? We can't prepare for everything. And you're right. We cannot prepare for every conversation and unexpected question. But this technique does something amazing. It builds your spontaneous speaking muscle. I want you to think about learning to drive a car. If you're like me, you probably started to learn by practicing in parking lots where there were no other cars around and on very quiet streets, but you didn't start on the highway. All that parking lot practice built the reflexes that you needed for driving on the highway. Recording yourself is like your parking lot practice. It helps you build up the reflexes you need for those spontaneous conversations. For example, if you practice talking about your day or your hobbies, your work, or your favorite movie, when unexpected questions come up about these topics, you're ready. Plus, the confidence you build from knowing how you sound makes you more willing to take risks in spontaneous moments. Now, speaking of taking risks, I want to tell you my own story, my own experience with this particular technique. This might surprise you. It usually surprises my students, but naturally, I am a very shy person. I'm highly introverted, I'm a perfectionist, and I am shy in large groups of people. This is true in English, in my native language, and it's especially true in my second language, French. Now, with my second language, I started learning French as an adult, and I spent 4 years of intensive study here in the United States, nonstop classes, listening to the news in French, watching movies in French, only listening to the radio in French, having French conversation partners. I did everything, and I thought I was totally ready to move to France. I had great grammar, solid vocabulary, and then I moved to France. And on the very first day, I woke up excited to go to a bakery to buy some bread. Pretty simple, right? So I stood in line at the bakery and just rehearsing the very basic line of saying hello with a polite greeting and then saying that I wanted to have a baguette. It was just something simple. Bonjour, je voudrais une baguette, s'il vous plaît. Perfect and easy, right? But as that line started to move and my turn came, I panicked, absolutely panicked. I immediately started to worry about my accent. What if my accent was wrong? What if someone didn't understand me? What if other people laughed or corrected me? And all of that spiked my anxiety. I just froze. I had to step out of the line and I just went home without ordering a simple baguette. Now, when I hear that story now, it doesn't sound so huge or terrible, but at that moment, I was absolutely embarrassed. I had spent all that time studying and I couldn't buy bread. And if I couldn't buy bread, how was I going to live in this new country? How was I going to experience life in this country? How was I going to get to know people and feel comfortable there? At that moment, I realized that I had that gap between my knowledge and my speaking ability. And I had to find a solution. So I started recording myself. It was the only way I could practice without that fear of judgment from other people. Now, within a day, I felt comfortable enough to go back to that store and buy the baguette. But more importantly, I kept practicing this technique. And as I did that week after week, my confidence grew and my fluency improved. So I was able to communicate with anyone, and I felt comfortable living in France and getting to know people where I lived. This technique didn't just improve my French, it gave me a life while living in France. I want you to have that same experience, that same feeling. So to help you do that, I've created a specific plan so that you can build this technique into a habit. Here's exactly what I want you to do. For 1 week, I want you to practice answering one simple question. What did you do yesterday? And to practice for 1 minute, 3 times this week. I know it's a simple question, but I want you to practice this one question multiple times for 2 reasons. Number one, I want to keep your anxiety low. I know that you're already feeling nervous about recording your voice, so I don't want you to worry so much about high-level vocabulary or complicated grammar. And number two, I want you to repeat the same question so that you can implement the improvements that you want to make. And then in week number 2, we're going to change the question. This time I want you to describe your typical day, and I want you to increase the time to 90 seconds. Once again, you'll do it 3 times during that week. Then we'll move on to week 3, where you're going to practice, what are your goals for this year? A future-focused question. And this time you'll speak for up to 2 minutes. Finally, in week number 4, you'll practice an opinion-focused question. And again, speak for up to 2 minutes. As you can see from this process, each week builds on the previous one. You're gradually increasing the difficulty and duration. To help you implement this habit, I've got a PDF below this video. It's the complete plan, including evaluation questions for each week. And here's what's important. I want you to start doing this today. The truth is, delaying even one day makes it easier to delay tomorrow. It's easy to find excuses, and very likely next week you'll be busy. Next month you may have forgotten. But the students who transform their English are the ones who act, and they act immediately. Now, if you're anything like me, a perfectionist who hates making mistakes, I know you might be thinking, what if I record myself and it's terrible? That's a good thing. It means that you have a baseline, you've established a foundation from which you can improve. You might also be worried, what if I don't improve fast enough? But my question to you is, fast enough compared to what? You've been stuck in the same place for months, maybe even years. Any improvement you make is progress, and it's important to remember that progress is not just a straight line up. Progress is a little messy and chaotic. We have days and weeks where we feel and we see that progress, and then it kind of stops. We have this plateau, and then we might even go down a little bit, it seems like, before we go up again. This is the natural process, the natural path of progress. And I want you to know that your perfectionism, it isn't your enemy. It's actually your secret weapon. Perfectionists notice details that others miss. When you're listening to yourself, you're going to hear nuance that others won't catch. I want you to channel that perfectionism into improvement, not paralysis, or making the decision to not act. You now have everything you need to start speaking English with confidence and have the ability to say what you want. You have the 4-step method. You did your practice activity yesterday. You now have a 4-week progression plan. And as you implement, your mindset will shift. And I can tell you that my students who follow this system consistently, they see results within weeks, not months, weeks. And I want to know, are you going to be one of them? If you haven't already done it yet, download that PDF below and then start the first practice activity today. And then follow that 4-week plan. Now, if you want to go beyond what you learn here, if you want to accelerate your progress with live coaching and support, I have 2 options for you. First, I have my intensive fluency school program, and I have my monthly Confident Women community. You can get all the details about both of those programs with the links that I have available for you down below. But everything starts with that first recording. I don't want you to let another day pass feeling frustrated with your English. I know that your English confidence is waiting for you, and I'm excited for you to get it. Now, to finish today, I want to say thank you. Thank you for investing this time in your English future, and thank you for investing this time with me, for trusting me to help you in this process. And I can't wait to hear about your progress.